From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, President Bush responds to Republican critics of his Iraq policy.
First, there is a new study of the number of deaths among Iraqis since the start of the war, and the figure is very high, about 650,000. This is from researchers at the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. It's reported in the British journal The Lancet. The researchers interviewed members of nearly 2,000 Iraqi households to reach their number. The timing of the release of the study is already being attacked as politically motivated, coming as it does just 4 weeks before the election. We're joined by NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Richard, welcome back to the program. And this number is more than 10 times the size of previous estimates that we've seen. How do you get to that number?
Well, the previous estimates were based primarily on news reports, and that is clearly an underrepresentation of how many people actually died in Iraq. Those reports also are civilian deaths, the smaller number, whereas this is total deaths throughout Iraq. And this is what they did. They went through, they picked 2,000 randomly selected households in Iraq, and they knocked on doors. This is very dangerous work. And they asked people who's been born and who's died in this household in the last few years. And they tallied it up. And among these 2,000 households, they found more than 600 deaths.
Well, Richard, maybe the key question is, how many of these deaths are attributable to the war? That is, what was the death rate before the war, and how does this number compare?
And that's an excellent question. And what they did was they looked at the death rate in the year before the war, and then they looked at the death rate in the 3 years thereafter. And what they did was they extrapolated from these 600 known deaths across the entire Iraqi population, and they came up with a number of 650,000 excess deaths, deaths that would not have happened had the war not happened.
Now, these are deaths that are pretty directly attributable to the war, you're saying, but they're not necessarily people who all die in combat. There's some increase in disease, heart disease and other diseases that may be attributable to the war.
Right. This is everything. And it includes combat deaths as well, because many, many of these people who died were young men of military age. And the surveyors were not able to figure out exactly whether somebody died in sectarian violence or in combat with U.S. and coalition troops and so on. But what they did find was that most of the excess deaths were violent deaths. And many of those violent deaths were gunshots or car bombs or other explosions or airstrikes.
Now, these researchers have said that they have documentary evidence. They have death certificates to support their research in these 2,000 households, at least in many cases they do. Still, they must know that this is going to be a very controversial figure. It's so much greater than what had been reported earlier.
Well, it is true that 2 years ago they came up with a number 100,000 using very similar methods, a smaller sample, and that was attacked viciously. It was right before the election again, and so they were saying this is politically motivated. Well, this time it's a much bigger survey, and there is less uncertainty, although I should emphasize that this is 650,000 plus or minus a few hundred thousand, so it could be actually considerably worse than this or not quite as bad, but still hundreds and hundreds of thousands of deaths is what their study suggests. I asked Gilbert Burnham, who is the primary author on this study, you know, once again, you're right before the election, you're making this announcement, is this politically motivated? And he said, no, it's not politically motivated. But then he did go on to say that he did press to get this published quickly in The Lancet because he said this is an important topic that needed public discussion.
Does the NPR science desk think this is a worthy study?
Yes, I've talked to other experts who say this is about as good as you can do right now in this kind of study. It is really hard to get really clean numbers, but this is about as good as you can do.
NPR science correspondent Richard Harris from Washington. Thank you, Richard.
My pleasure.